Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
All right, so we're live here at Summer Game Fest, and again, we're gonna be. We had you last year. We talked. What was the game that we were talking about last year? I think it was another Sonic game.
Sonic Superstars.
Yeah, but this time is Sonic Shadow Generations. So thank you for coming back. And
thank you.
How's Summer Game Fest for you this year so far?
Yeah, it's good. We have good reactions, and we still busy. So
good
to us.
Yeah, and it's been great, the feedback so far with the announcement. So let's talk about Sonic and Shadow's Generations. Why Shadow is back this time around?
はい、今年はイヤーオブシャドウということで、この映画3が今年の12月に上映されますけども、そこで、シャドウにスポットライトが当たった、映画が作られると。それに合わせて、ゲームの方も、シャドウにスポットライトを当てたゲームを作ろうということで、今回のこの企画がスタートしました。
So this year is the year of Shadow. And it really started because Shadow is going to have a big spotlight pointed on him with movie 3 coming out this December. And because we had such a big spotlight pointed on Shadow in the movie, we wanted to make sure we also had a game that could point a similar really big spotlight on Shadow. That's where the whole idea for the concept began.
Hmm. Yes, there's a... I know there's a whole generation that have never played Shadows before, so it's going to be really cool to see. So I know this is going to be new content, right? You can tell us a little bit about that, about the new content in this game.
The new content for Sonic Generation?
For both. Yeah.
まずソニックジェネレーションズは、2011年に発売した、ソニックジェネレーションズってゲームの、リマスターなんですけども、さらに、それを過去に遊んだことある人でも遊べるように、新しくチャオレスキューという要素を足しました。それと、今回のシャドウジェネレーションズは、もう完全ブランニューストーリー、ブランニューステージで作られたもので、シャドウっていうキャラクターは何なのかとか、キャラクターが過去にこう歩んできた歴史とか、そういうのを、楽しんでもらえる作品になってます。
Sonic Generations was our 2011 release, and we wanted to add something new for players who have maybe played it before. It's been a while since it's been released, and so we added in Chao Rescue as a feature to that 2011 title for Sonic Generations. Mm-hmm. But for Shadow Generations, that's going to be a brand new story, a whole new story. Brand new stages. We're going to be able to have people get in there and play something new, and then also go through the history and the legacy of Shadow as a character, so they really understand who Shadow is.
Is there anything that the game connects with each other, like story wise, or is something where it's a totally separate story?
そうですね。完全にソニックジェネレーションズとシャドウジェネレーションズは別のゲームで最初からどっちを遊ぶか選べるんですけども、どちらも同じジェネレーションシリーズということで、ストーリーラインは実はパラレルで並行して進みまして、どちらの冒険も最初にタイムイーターが 時間と空間をすべて消し去った状態から少しずつこう過去を取り戻していくっていうようなお話になってます。
So Sonic Generations and Shadow Generations are two separate games inside of this one package. And from the very beginning of the game, you can choose if you want to play Sonic Generations or if you'd rather play Shadow Generations first. But because they're part of the same generation series, the story is also the same. So we have the two stories, the Sonic Generation story and the Shadow Generation story happening in parallel. It's the events that happened after the Time Eater kind of consumed all of time and space and everyone went to the white space. From the white space, you start reliving the past and unfreezing the past and going through the story, the narrative, not only on the Sonic side, but on the Shadow side as well.
Yeah. Now, while creating Shadow back then, because his character is very darker compared to Sonic,
yeah.
While working on it, why was it that you wanted to make this like a totally different character than Sonic, darker? He has like a, you know, little different attitude and everything. Yeah. And even the way how he plays, the way he runs is very different than Sonic. So why that change when you created Shadow back in those days?
そうですね。Shadow は、ソニックアドベンチャー2の時に誕生したキャラクターなんですけども、その時にゲームコンセプトとして、ヒーローストーリーとダークストーリーという2つのこうストーリーを進むっていう、ゲームシステムだったので、こうソニックに匹敵するかっこよくて、さらにこう、パワフルなダークサイドのキャラクターを作ろうということで誕生したんですけども、やっぱ当時私アメリカで開発してたんですけども、その時にダークヒーローっていうのがすごいこうアメリカでこう流行ってまして、もうソニックと正反対のこうダークヒーローを生み出したいという思いがありました。
Shadow was created.For Sonic Adventure 2, and kind of the game concept at that point, you know, we had the hero story that Sonic would be playing through, but we also wanted to have a dark story, and that would be Shadow's story. And at the time, you know, Sonic is a really cool character, very powerful, but we also wanted to create a character that was going to be just as cool as Sonic, just as powerful as Sonic, but have that kind of oppositeness that has something that Sonic didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So...Back when I was creating this game, when we were developing it, I was living in America. And in America, dark heroes were very, very popular. And I kind of drew inspiration from that and said, all right, if we have Sonic as a hero, we need to make a character that's kind of the exact opposite of Sonic, but still a hero. And that was Shadow.
Nowadays, I feel like this is like the biggest time for Sonic ever with movies, TV shows, yeah. More, so many games. Like, how's it feel to see...that so many new people are experiencing Sonic for the first time and learning about the character and the lore and the story, you know, so.
そうですね。私ももう30年以上ソニックやってて、本当に今はソニックがもう最高の盛り上がりを見せてて、本当に心から嬉しく思ってますし、この前映画をきっかけに、こう、ソニックを今まで知らなかった人が本当にこうたくさん入ってきてくれて、ソニックの魅力を知ってもらったっていういい機会ですので、今回は、こう、ムービー3で、今度、シャドウの魅力が、こう、世界中に、認知されることになるので、この、ソニック・シャドウ・ジェネレーションズとのも、すごく、映画ファンにも、ゲームファンにも楽しんでもらえる内容になると思います。
So I've been working on Sonic games for over 30 years now. So it really makes me happy to see all these people enjoying Sonic and really getting excited for the new Sonic games.And it really started with the movie. The movie brought in a lot of new people who maybe haven't seen even Sonic before, and they really started understanding like why Sonic is such a cool character, what the appeal of Sonic is. Mm-hmm. And I'm really appreciative of everyone getting excited for Sonic. For movie 3, we're going to see Shadow make an appearance, and I'm hoping everyone gets just as excited to see what a cool character Shadow is. Yep. And really come into the franchise deeper and enjoy all the content we have.
Yeah, I know so many people that love Shadow. Love Shadow. Actually, I went to an event. It was like for IHOP and Sonic, right?
Yeah.
So they gave me one of the characters of Shadow. And people were like, please, can I get one? You know, so yeah. Now, the thing I was going to mention to you too, like, why was it important to release Sonic Generation this time around? I know that it came out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But why now? Why, besides having Shadows in there too?
So it's now, ソニックジェネレーションズではもともと、ソニック、20周年のタイミングで、
yeah.
ソニックを知らなかった人たちに、 クラシックソニックのサイドスクローリングの良さとか、あの、モダンソニックのハイスピードな 3D アクションの良さとか、まあ、それを、こう、知らない人にも、こう、伝達するための目的で作ったゲームなんですね。なので、今まさにこの映画1、2、3で、いろんなオーディエンスが増えている中で、このソニックジェネレーション、そして、シャドウジェネレーションっていうのが本当に最適な、あの、タイトルだということで、あの、企画しました。
Sonic Generations was our 20th anniversary title, and really the concept behind it was we need to make a game that can appeal to everyone who maybe doesn't know how much fun those original 2D side-scrolling Sonic games were, or maybe they don't even know like the 3D high-speed platform action games. They didn't play it and they didn't understand it. And so Sonic Generations was that title to really present everything cool about Sonic, the great 2D, the great 3D,and appeal to those new audience to really get them to understand what's so fun about this, the Sonic games. And we now have movie 1, movie 2, and soon movie 3 coming out. So we realize we have this huge audience of new people that maybe know Sonic the character from the movies, but don't know that so much from the games. And they probably don't know much about Shadow either. So this is really going to be a game. It's a perfect match of a game that introduces everything cool,about all the past gameplay, and now we're adding in Shadow as well, and we can really show people what's cool about Sonic, what's cool about Shadow, all in one title.
So I play the demo. I went straight to Shadow to see how it is and everything. And while working on it, working on this game, I noticed that you guys want to kind of have like the same gameplay graphics similar to like Generations, or you guys from the beginning wanted to do something totally different for Shadow, for the Shadow content?
For Shadow?
Yeah.
そうですね。まず、Generation シリーズということで、Sonic Generations で良かった、その昔のグラフィックを綺麗によみがえらせる、3D パートと 2D パートがあるっていう、Generations の良さを、そのまま引き継ぎながら、今回は、ホワイトスペースっていう、まあ、元のソニックジェネレーションズはただ単にステージセレクト画面だったんですけども、今回はそこを、こう、オープンゾーンみたいなエリアにして、その中でも、こう、遊びをやらそうという、まあ、そういう新しい試みもどんどん取り入れてます。
So yes, the Shadow Generations game format is still, it's part of the Generation series. So we wanted to keep the 3D gameplay as well as the 2D gameplay in there to really appeal to people that like that Sonic Generations gameplay in general. This is now the Shadow side of that same format gameplay. But we wanted to also make some new stuff. And one of the new things that we made was the white space for Shadow Generations. You know, for the Sonic side, it was really more of a 2D side-scrolling, you know, playable stage select screen.But for Shadow Generations, we wanted to take it to the next level. So we built this huge 3D open zone area where you get to run around in, play around in, and then also enter the game from.
Yeah, I had a great time. Very challenging, the bosses. But for those that haven't had a chance to play the demo here, what you could tell us a little bit about the demo that is available here on Summer Game Fest?
このデモの中で見てほしいところ。見てほしいところ。
Yeah.
そうですね。まずシャドウプレイっていうのを、まあ、一番体験してほしいところなんですけども、もう一番最初のシャドウのゲームプレイで、彼の、得意技であるカオスコントロールが使えるんですけども、このカオスコントロールっていうのは時間を止める技なんですね。ただ、彼が誕生した時からこのカオスコントロールっていう技はあったんですけど、この時間を止めて、こう、地形を新しく、こう、その間にくぐり抜けるみたいな、タイムストップの良さを、まあ、一番こう、よく表している。ゲームだと思うので、まあ、ぜひこのタイムコントロール、それと、あとは、ドゥームパワーですね。ドゥームパワーっていう新しく今回シャドウが身につけた、まあ、特別なアクションがあるんですけども、まあ、それの一つを、今回のデモディスクでも入れてますので、まあ、そこら辺も楽しんでもらえればなと思います。
So yes, I would recommend playing the Shadow portion, and when you're doing that, you'll know that Shadow is able to use Chaos Control to kind of stop time.But what's going to be unique and interesting is using Chaos Control here in Shadow Generations, when you stop time, and this is kind of a new fun thing that the team has put in, it'll create kind of new places you can run to, new platforms you can jump off of, depending on how you stop time. So really get in there and use Chaos Control and see where are the new places you can go, or if you can find any shortcuts using Chaos Control. I'd say the second thing would be the Doom powers.We've included special actions for Shadow in Shadow Generations that will really be a lot of fun for people. So definitely give it a go. Use those Doom powers and stay tuned for more.
Yeah, awesome. And when is the official release date and platforms where this game is going to be available?
はい、今年の10月25日に、もうすべてのプラットフォームですね、スイッチ、プレイステーション、Xbox、Steam、Epic、すべてのプラットフォームで10月25日に発売です。で、デジタルデラックエディションを予約した方は、さらにこう3日間先に、プレイできる特典も用意しています。
The game will be out this year, October 25th, on all platforms, so Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation family, Xbox, Steam, as well as Epic. We will be releasing everywhere. And we do have a digital deluxe edition that if you, pre-order, go get it. If you get it, you will have 3 days of early gameplay to enjoy the game.
Also Steam Deck? Steam Deck too?
TBD.
TBD is okay. All right, man, thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on the show again, man. So
thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.